method they may be using to view this service. I pray that each and every one have ears to hear and an open heart to receive your word. We must understand that it's by your word that we must live. It's by your word that we must live. Hallelujah. So I pray that they will hear this word and receive this word into their hearts, having their lives changed because of your holy word. Thank you, Father, for your anointing that you've placed upon me to minister this word, and I'm resting in that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Last week, I began ministering to you concerning the power of faith. And I want to tell you something in light of all that's going on in this world today. We definitely need to be people of faith.
Amen.
People that believe God, that know how to believe God, people that know how to stand on God's word. Hallelujah. When the weather is fair and when it's stormy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, you can go ahead and turn in your Bibles back. I say back because we were there this past Sunday, but back to Hebrews chapter 12. But while you're turning there, I want to go back. And the reason I say back, because I've shared this with you on a number of occasions, to Isaiah the 60th. Chapter. I just want to read to you a couple of verses from Isaiah chapter 60. You can just hold your place there. I'll put your ribbon there at Hebrews chapter 12. And if you want to go to Isaiah chapter 60, you can do that. Many years ago, and I've shared this with you before, but many years ago, when I say many years ago, I'm speaking in terms of the early 90s, maybe, sometime during that time period, the Lord kept repeatedly sending me to this chapter in Isaiah, the 60th chapter in Isaiah, and it. And it's just like for a while, almost every day, I was reading Isaiah chapter 60, beginning at verse 1. And I believe the Lord was preparing me for some things to come. How many of you know that God will let you know ahead of time? Amen. He'll let you know ahead of time concerning some things. Not everything, but concerning some things. And so this is what I read. And the first verse says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." You see it? Rise, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Do you receive that for yourself? I want to read that first verse again. Excuse me. Arise and shine. Arise means get up. Get up. Get up and shine. Jesus told us that we are the light of the world, didn't he? He told us we were like a lamp sitting on a hill for all to see. This is not a time to run and hide. This is the time to arise. This is a time now to rise and shine. Are you with me? So he said, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Why don't you say, I receive it, Lord?
I receive it, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Verse 2. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. The word of God is better than any newspaper or anything else you can read, watch, or hear. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. What darkness are we talking about? Sin. Sin, sin, sin. In all the different forms that it come. Amen. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and listen at this, and deep darkness the people. Deep darkness. This is in the Bible, folks. And deep darkness to people. But aren't you glad that verse 2 didn't stop right there? But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Say it again. Say, I receive it, Lord.
I receive it, Lord.
The darker it get, the greater the move of God. In the lives of those who will walk with him. Hallelujah. So expect God to do some mighty things in your personal life, some mighty things in the church. Because you've heard me say this time and time again, and I say it again today. God will never, never, never be upstaged by the devil. Amen. Now, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 12. One thing that we need to be doing as Christians is building up our faith. Amen. Not getting involved in foolishness and things that are not important. Please watch out for distraction. Things that come that if you allow it, will distract you from the things of God, will distract you from the Word of God. Don't allow that to happen to you. I'm totally convinced that Jesus could come any day now. We don't know when he's coming, but we know it's close. Are you still here? So we must build our faith. We must feed on the Word of God, feed on the things of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, tells us to be strong in the Lord. Put Ephesians chapter 6. This is, I'm not even in my notes right now, but Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Listen at what the Apostle Paul told the Ephesian church, but it wasn't limited to the Ephesian church, because if it had been, it wouldn't have been included in Scripture. So it's for us, you and I, today. This is what the Lord is saying to us. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. Finally, my brethren, be weak, haphazard, it don't matter. No, whatever will be, no. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That's where your safety is. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Am I getting through to you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to get where we're going when we need to be there. I'm back at Ephesians 6 chapter. But I want you to understand something. In Revelation, when Jesus spoke to the churches, the Word of God tells us he or she, I'm adding that, she, but that includes all of us, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, my job as a pastor is to minister to you the Word of God. Your job as the congregation is to receive the Word of God. Hear the Word of God. Because human nature is, we tend to wonder sometimes. I know sometimes I'm preaching, some of you wander off. I'm preaching, but your mind is thousands of miles away. I mean, that's human nature. That's the reason we have to take control. I've been preaching a long time, and I've been preaching when some folks was cooking lunch in their minds. Wondering if their ball team is winning. Can't wait to get back home to watch the rest of the game. And I could go on and on and on. Again, that's part of our humanity. That's the human part of that, of us. But that's what we have to put under. And we make a decision. I'm not thinking about food. I'm not thinking about sports. I'm not thinking about shopping. I'm not thinking about anything but the living Word of God here this morning. Because that's the reason I came to church, to hear the Word of God. Not to sit up in here and wonder what's going on back at the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. So, listen to me. Listen to me. Receive this today. As I read earlier, I'm at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. We don't have time to play around. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. What is that telling us? That's verse 11. What is that telling us? If we don't put on the whole armor of God, we are not going to be able to stand in the day of temptation, in the day of trial. Are you still here? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, so you, that you can remain on your feet. Amen. When the wind blows, you are still on your feet. Amen. When the storm comes, you're still on your feet. Amen. When the ground shakes, you are still able to stand. You know, this is one exciting thing about being a preacher. Sometimes you don't know ahead of time what you're going to be preaching. But that's good and fine, because what I want to do is follow the Spirit of the Lord. God knows things I don't know. God sees things I don't see. God hear things I don't hear. I hope you're grabbing this. Put on the whole armor of God. We're going to need it. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and understand something. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We so focused on one another, we don't know what to do. Many of us, not everybody. Our Christian walk, let me say it this way, the level, our level of spirituality should not be based on how other people act or don't act. Did you grab that? I'm not going to miss God. I'm not going to miss God's blessings because of how people act. Because of what they say. So we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. I'm reading from the New King James Bible. I think in the King James, regular King James, it said darkness of this world. Am I remembering correct? Against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. God's letting us know your battle is not with each other. Our battle is against the devil. Now don't get me wrong. Jesus thoroughly defeated him. Did you hear me? Jesus thoroughly defeated him. But for a while, he is still the God of this world, or the God, you know, the God of this world system. Are you still here? And the reason he is because of what Adam did. You folks still with me? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just bear with me here. If you are at Ephesians chapter 6, just hold your place there. I know I got you running right now. But I want you to understand what I'm saying. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'll begin reading at verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our God, excuse me, but even if our gospel is veiled or hid, it is veiled or hid to those who are perishing, whose minds, this is verse 4, whose minds the God of what? this world or this age in the New King James Bible, but the God of this world, because some folks may not understand that when I say the God of this world, they may think, whoa, what you talking about? God is the God of this world. Yes, he is God Almighty. But this world system right now, is ruled by Satan. Are you still here?
Amen.
This world system is ruled by Satan. That's the reason Jesus prayed in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. We won't go there, but he prayed for us. And he said, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil, or keep them from the evil one. Are y'all with me? Because if we're not in the world, now when I say in the world, I'm not talking about being worldly. We're on the earth. If we're not here, we can't affect anyone's life, touch anyone for the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus prayed that we're not taken out of the world prematurely. That's what he's saying. We all know one day we either going to grow old, hopefully grow old, somebody say amen, or be caught away. So Jesus is praying that we be kept until that time. So it says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Notice how this is read. The God of this age, or the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Now, upstairs, what I'd like for you to do, give me that very same verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in the King James, the original King James. It says the same thing, but I just want to read it. King James, all right, here we go. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel, hallelujah, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil don't want you to hear the word of God. Let me say that again. The devil don't want you to hear the word of God. Tell somebody that, please, out loud. And that's the reason he put distractions in your life. He wants you to be able to say, well, you know, I would pray, or I would read my Bible, or I would go to church, but I've had a busy day, I'm tired, so I think I'd go to bed instead. Or on Saturday night, we got church in the morning, tomorrow morning. I don't really want to go. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll watch the live stream. Let me set my clock because I know what time Pastor James or whoever the pastor may be going to be preaching or the service begin. I'm going to set my clock. Ding, 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 ding. You wake up, yawn, turn your TV on, turn your computer on, and there's the service. And you kind of sit up in bed, because you're still in bed. And you start watching. And then something happens. All of a sudden, just like that, the service is gone. What happened? You went to sleep. It happens, folks. It happens. So we got to watch out for distractions. And we cannot allow this body to dictate to us what we're going to do. We are to allow the Word of God to dictate what we are to do. Amen. Now, you know, I thank God for live streaming, because there are folks that for health reasons they can't come to church, you know, and so the live stream or whatever is a blessing to them. Amen. Amen. But you know what? If you're healthy and your boss man is not making you work when the service is going on, you know, if you're healthy, you know where you need to be. Amen. In church. Amen. Now, I didn't know I was going to say all that, but praise God anyway. But now I brought that out to you because you have to understand, and let's go back to Hebrews chapter 6. Again, like I told you, this wasn't, not Hebrews chapter 6, I apologize, Ephesians chapter 6. This was not my plan, but to God be the glory anyway. Ephesians chapter 6, go back down to verse 12, that's where we were. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, because that's who we have to deal with. And I told you that Satan was the god of this world. He became the god of this world because Adam obeyed him and disobeyed God. And in Luke chapter 4, he told Jesus that he would give him all the kingdoms of the earth because it had been delivered. This is Satan talking to Jesus, because it had been delivered to him. How could he say that? It's the truth. Adam delivered it to him. Amen. But now here's what we are supposed to be doing. Therefore, this is verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Y'all listening? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand when? Huh? In the evil day. So that tells me if we don't put on the whole armor of God, when the temptations come, when the trials come, we're not going to be able to stand, because we're not dressed right. We don't have on the whole armor of God. And it goes on in verse 13 to say, and having done all to stand, stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Jesus said, his word is truth. We need to be full of the word of God. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, see, we're talking about the power of faith, right? Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Can I tell you something? Amen. I want to tell you something. Put verse 16 on the screen for me, please. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all, I like that word all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, what you got to understand, brothers and sisters, if we take the shield of faith, we do what the word of God tells us to do, we have the word of God on it, we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. We don't have to be defeated. Somebody say amen. We don't have to fall. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But what you got to understand in this verse is that whether you take up the shield of faith or not, the fiery darts are coming. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The fiery darts are coming. You hear me? The fiery darts are coming. But they don't have to penetrate you. They don't have to penetrate us. If we will take up the shield of faith, that will deflect each and every one of them. Are you still here? Glory be to God. And take, this is verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And let me read verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Somebody say in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that includes praying in other tongues too. If you ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to get baptized with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Let me tell you something. We need to be praying for one another also. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, having said all I just said, we don't have time for me to go to my notes, which is along the same line of what I just shared with you. But I believe with all my heart, I've given you what you need, what God wants you to have today. Glory be to God. You receive that word. You walk in that word. Rise and shine. For your light has come. the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And don't allow yourself to be distracted by anything that will pull you away from God, pull you away from the Word of God, pull you away from your prayer closet as it is. And I didn't get into my notes, but I will say this much that we covered last week. If you haven't already, deal with the weights in your life. Deal with the sin that so easily besets you. I don't care what the world says. If God says it's a sin, if God says it's right, it's right. Let's live for God. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you now for your word that will never, ever